Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Okay, yeah, I know, I was playing with the music a little because I can, and if Maggie's and myself, so we can. Tonight, so we will be talking, this is a really quick show tonight because it's been a long week, and some of us are tired, and some of us are in pain. But we wanted to have a show because we haven't had one in a while. And it's August 5th, 2016. Hi, I'm Carly. And the phone number to call into the best show ever is 1-347-850-8721. And let's have a great show. It's okay if we agree to disagree on couples and stuff, because that's what America is. America is great no matter what anyone says. That's all I'm saying about that. Okay, I'm bringing Maggie on first. Hey.
Hi, Carly.
Hello. Okay, I'm bringing on Bobby.
Hello,
hey, Bobby.
Guys. I mean,
hi,
hello, ladies.
Hey. Okay, guys.
Hey, David.
Hello,
how are you guys?
Oh, we're fine. It's been a while.
Oh, I know. My friend came into town, and then Maggie and I had stuff going on last week. So, you know, and yeah, I promise, weeks coming up, we will have a longer
Right.
There's a couple announcements.
Right.
I need to.
It's kind of busy for me the next few weeks because I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it on some of the Friday nights with the football season starting up again. So I'll let you know ahead of time, like maybe in the afternoon about that.
Well, yeah, and you know. Yeah, it's football season. Yay! That means my voice is going to be messed up.
That's screwed up.
Don't worry. You might have a little bit of problem with the Panthers later on, but enough about Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Hey!
The Panthers.
No. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are everything. They are the best team in the league next to Chicago Bears.
Right.
But
the only thing that was good about Russell Wilson is that he has Sierra. And we're not talking about the little girl on stage. We're talking about the singer.
Okay, number one, there are so many good things about Russell Wilson. So many good things. And he's done so much for people in Seattle. And he visits the children's hospital every week. You probably couldn't even say that about, ugly Tom Brady. So, Bobby, before you say anything bad about Russell Wilson,
but he played for NC State, and I'm a Tar Heel fan, so there was a little bit of a problem right there from the beginning. But I'm looking against Russell Wilson. He's a pretty good player. I agree.
Pretty good? The best damn quarterback in the NFL? Megan, you want to say something before I lose my mind?
Okay. That's all I'm going to say. I'm a nut when it comes to sports. And we all love our guys, no matter how shitty they do. We love them anyway.
Yeah.
So Russell is a very good quarterback. Jim McMahon, to me, was our greatest. And nobody has compared since then. And how about
And I'm just glad that Tom Brady's suspension is holding up. Happy birthday to all of us for that. I know, I'm going to behave now, I promise.
Okay.
Maybe.
But you know what? Since we were gone, I've been paying attention to Dave, especially to what Jen Lilly had done, because she had performed really, really excellent. And I tell you, this has been a trend for the last 5 years, that she should at least get nominated for a Daytime Emmy, because she was doing good on GH during the time that Kirsten Storms took off, and she should have been at least nominated for Emmy for the way Maxie handled up Robin's death. And then coming on these days, I'm happy to be around now.
I want to disagree on that for me, and Mommy might agree with me or disagree with me, hopefully agree. But with that, no. I'm not saying Zelly did a bad job on that score, but for me, it would have been so much better having Kristen Stone in that role during that time, because the bond that Maxie and Robin over the years, and how well Kimberly and Kristen makes it look effortless in their scene. It was hard for me to, generally did what she had to go in and do. But I don't think it was Emmy worthy when that happened. No, I don't. Maggie?
I love Jen Lilly. I accepted her when she was playing as Maxie. I thought she brought a lot to the show at the time. And I understand Maxie's surgery in real life because I've had it 6 times.
Right, because remember, Kirsten brought it up
but
on a reality
her.
Show, and that's when she left GH for a year, and that's when Jen became a big star. And people at Dave
well,
noticed
no,
her.
No, it wasn't.
That's what, and she, it's right there.
Okay, it wasn't a year, it was like 7 months. Because Maggie knows how technical I need to be with everything. Because he taught me to be technical.
Endometriosis. And thank God she got pregnant.
Like what we saw with Molly being massive. And I'll have to say, I kind of would rather have seen Jen in that role or rather have seen Molly back on Days as Melanie versus having to see Maxie as
No. They wish her talent on Days. I think she because they wish her talents on Days. She wasted. I think it's good that she left because her talent was wasted so much. It's a bad storyline. That went nowhere.
Right.
I wish
she'd
come
back. The point is, this would have been easy for Melanie to come back because, one, she could mix things up with Teresa again. She could probably help Chloe and Parker, and maybe this new baby that Chloe's having out and everything else. So, and besides...
Well, you know what, yes, but I don't think that, I mean, yeah, we all know that Marie is leaving Days of Our Life, but there's a but. I know, Mommy, I know, but let me heal my butts. But I know that give them Lily a year and a half, and I see Teresa Donovan back on our screen with them Lily. See, the problem that they have done, and I have criticized this since day one with Dave's, haven't I, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
That they don't give the talent more time off, especially when the talent is, you know, in a big storyline, and some of them have been working this whole year without only the break when they go dark. They have, and they cannot do outside
work.
Right.
Context. Bobby?
Okay. All right, I'll let you go first, and then I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
All right.
No, I just feel like, you know, they don't do that on every soap. You know, that's what happens, that they have always done this. You know, to Days of Our Life has been done that. YNL has done that. ZH, not so much for a little doing that. So for me, it's not about, oh, the stars are being greedy and whatever. No, they don't. What they want and what they need is a little time off to breathe. They are doing 5 episodes in a day, or sometimes 6. It's not how it was in the 80s and 90s when they would spend a whole week on, a couple different episodes, like 2 or 3, never 5 or 6. And never 6 months in advance.
Right.
So for me, I'm like, wait a moment. And for me, generally, I feel sorry for her because they should have never, ever told everyone she was leaving early. That wasn't fair to the fans. That wasn't fair to the to generally. It wasn't fair in the whole. I have a problem with, you know, websites and soap sites go after, and everything they make is so much fiction, and half of it, they don't tell the truth. So that's why I'm getting sick of it. Maggie, how did you feel?
That's what I feel, because they burn out. I mean, they really do need a little rest here and there. And I wish I didn't know that Jen was leaving, because I was thrilled, and I still love her as Teresa. And it just, to me, she's a very important part, because, my God, can that girl act or what?
Yeah,
I agree, Bobby.
Yeah,
But I'm going to give you another example with another day star.
Bobby, Mom wasn't done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But she is Teresa to me. She made Teresa alive for the first time. I mean, she had a different name years ago. What was her name years ago? Her name wasn't Teresa.
Yeah, it was...
Janine?
Zena? Zenny?
Zena?
Yeah, my name, yeah.
Oh, yeah, something, yeah.
And that girl did her job. But to me, Teresa, they got a little firecracker there, and I pray that they get her back. Because
you know what? People want to give everyone a hard time on everything about this. But the way I look at it is, wait a moment. Zenly has been, you know, hitting out of the park. No, I wasn't really a Zen Lily fan when she was on ZH, but she did a really good job. But with that being said, no, she owned Teresa Donovan. She had Teresa Donovan, like, you know, I mean, sometimes you want to root for her. Sometimes you want to strangle her.
Sometimes
you just want to cry with her. It's everything in what a good character is. And if, you know, you sit down and think about it, another character who is connected to almost a half of Salem. And, you know, what I'm, you know, I'm not caught up on dates this week, so no one tell me, but what I would like to see is more of her family coming in with this whole tape thing. Kimberly and Sane, I want Kayla to be more there for her like she's always been. Because, see, this is the thing. Yeah, people know that, you know, Abigail is also Aunt Kayla's niece and, you know, Zay-Zay. But so is Teresa. And for that not to hit home with a lot of people, people want to forget there's, you know, family that she has, you know, and, you know, and I never thought I would be mad at Victor Kiriakis. Maybe we'll tell you, I'm really defending the guy. But if he's doing all this, oh, yeah, he's dead. So, yeah, Bobby, what were you going to say?
All right, before I get on to my next thing, there were some days when I was watching Days over while we were gone before Summer left that I wanted to just go through the TV and strangle her before Teresa got to her because of what she did to Tate. But now that I look at it, it could be a setup by Damos. So I don't know if he's trying. So this could be a little bit of a setup. Now, as I was going to say, I'll give you a couple examples on other soaps and Days in particular. We haven't seen that much of Gabby until recently with what's gone on this week with her storyline. Except for one day. And Camille been on, like, another show. We haven't seen Ivy in months on Bold and Beautiful, and she's been busy. And I go back to when Jacqueline Woods took some time off Bold and Beautiful for about a year and a half before coming back as Steffi. This is exactly the same example that we could be seeing Jen maybe 2-3 years down the road, Days or whatever.
No, and I think she would go back a Days because Days has opened her, you know, and she has so many friends on the show, and she loves working there. And, you know, for me, it's like they have boomed everyone out. They have boomed a lot of people out, and you know what? And what I'm worried about is everyone, I want to have you guys all pray for Drake Hogerson. He was in a little accident.
I know.
And from what I'm hearing, might be he was on the set. And I'm hoping, because right now it doesn't matter. Right now, we will see a lot of Drake. But in a couple of months, we might not. So I'm just praying that Drake gets back to health. And I just want to say, people, when you have the guys do their own stunts, and I think it's sexy as hell. Maggie and I will tell you, it's sexy. But at the same time, can they kind of keep them a little safe? I mean, K-Non, Y-N-L, he had 2 broken arms. Come on. People, be a little more careful. What do you think, Maggie?
You want them to do, well, the actors themselves, too, want to do the stunt double. They want to do the extra scenes themselves because we can really tell, I know I could tell, if they're not really doing it, somebody else is panning in there. But they need to be somehow, some way, be protected more. there has to be something they can do, I don't know, on their body or wear something or something to protect their arms and their bodies, because we love their bodies and we want them back. Well, at least I do.
Well, yeah.
Is there something they can wear? I mean,
well, yeah, and that's why, you know, for me, it's going to be hard for the next 2 weeks, everyone. I am mad at the Olympics, and I won't say in any time. So I'm saying, don't tell me, oh, Carly, you're this for 2 weeks. Don't tell me this. Don't say that, because they don't have to have the Olympics on NBC 24/7.
Right.
They don't. They don't. And David, what?
David agrees.
In fact, I just couldn't take no more than an hour tonight because there were showing more commercials than the opening ceremony.
No, but no, David. David, I want to hear David's view. Do you like the Olympics, David? Do you like the Olympics? Or will you be missing days like Maggie and I?
Oh, I'll be missing days. I need my days. But give me a chance to catch up on other folks. I'm behind.
That's
so true. So, I'm dead. Well, I'm mad because in Florida, they interrupt the soap slot. The general hospital. That's what they've been doing a couple of days. Very rough for them. For car chases and bank robbery. And they've been doing that lately. And so, I'm just mad about that.
Well, David, I know what you mean because I went on the local stations and for the CBS and NBC stations in Miami, and I saw the same comments that you just said. So I agree because I heard about it because out in California and L.A., and I don't know if we have any L.A. Non-celebrity people that listen to the show that can call in, they did this Monday twice.
Monday.
Yeah, and yesterday for the West Coast, not necessarily for the East Coast, except for here in North Carolina where we get Young and Restless at 4 o'clock from our Raleigh station, they broke into the last 15 minutes for the president to talk about some bull about what's going on with Iran and him making deals with Iran, which I still don't get. I don't want to mix politics into this show.
But you know, really? That is one thing I will bitch about until the end of time. Leave General Hospital alone, Obama. It's like you have something against General Hospital, and you have to break in and really was, you know, come on, wait for 15 minutes. Thursday's episode for the last year. Maggie knows this, right, Meg?
Right. And what about
the so for them?
Right.
You know,
right,
for them,
Maggie, because when he was in Chicago, they interrupted Jeopardy on your ABC station before the president. And I heard people on the ABC station in Chicago complain on Facebook about that.
My biggest complaint, I know it's not yours, Bobby, but it's mine. Friday, I need to wait till 2 a.m. or 2:15. Saturday morning to see my General Hospital, who is my heart of all the soap stars. It's my heart.
Right.
Why in hell did they make this deal for the stupid scrubs?
Yep.
Well, just consider it maybe a bonus because they just finished up with the White Sox, and you could just easily say, well, I could see the White Sox and the Cubs play every day if I want to, but I don't want to see the Cubs play the Braves or the Angels or whatever at 2 in the afternoon when I want to go to General Hospital.
Thank you.
Well, no, and the thing is, they don't need to do that. Here in Seattle, we have the Mariners. But we hardly have afternoon games because I used to work down there, so I know how it works. The best thing about being a Seattle fan all around is they are smart to, you know, put on Fox, The Alexander Levin KHDW, you know the standard, like, Supernatural's on and all that? That's where they usually put all ball games on. Oh, they put it on Northwest Santa News that, you know, we can catch the Trailblazers, the Seahawks, you know, all the West Coast teams on that station. So it's been years since we've been interrupted, but I am done being interrupted because 3 o'clock comes Bold and the Beautiful. And, you know, sometimes I love that, so sometimes I don't. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it always happens to me. Something has to do freaking breaking news, and I'm screwed. So, TV Guide, Pop, you did a great service with Ryan Allen B&B, but it's bullshit.
Right.
When you say, oh, the waiting wasn't helping Days of Our Lives, who gives a shit about the waiting though?
That's right. As much as I like the WWE, okay, you can continue on, Carly, and I'll get to my point about it. Continue.
Okay, but what I'm saying is it's not necessary to take our soaps away. You know, that was really good for a lot of people having days on, you know. Ever since they took something off, people have been pissed. And, we are going to make something at Disney, Santa. You guys want to hear what's funny? That never happened, did it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. So, and that, all we have to think is buying funds on that. And I don't care. I'm going to say that. You know, because Brian Fond did this. He did this with AMC. He did this with One Life to Live, and you cannot tell me that soap bosses don't want to see their soaps at night because it's like Mr. during the day. Maggie and I go crazy. I went crazy yesterday, didn't I, Maggie? Although, you know, 7 minutes of not getting the eights, and then 15 minutes of not getting days. It's unacceptable. Okay, I know. This is Obama's last term in office, whatever. But if you want me to like you more, Obama, stop taking off our soaps.
Because I could have said a lot more stuff, but I didn't want to get fired for making racial or inappropriate comments towards the president in case they're listening to this program. But getting back to my point with Pop, as much as I like the WWE or wrestling in general, we don't have to put wrestling on Pop at 8 o'clock at night on a Thursday or a Tuesday or whenever it comes on instead of days. I mean, that would have been a lot more easier for them. But at the same time, with the whole SoapNet situation, I understand because I'm not going to stick around and pay and watch soaps on the Internet. I mean, as much as I love
it. Agree with you there, Bobby, and that's, you know what, and that's been the point of contention with me with a lot of people saying, oh, Carly, you need to watch your soaps on the computer. Carly, you need to start watching all these web TV shows on your computer.
Right.
Okay, people.
Right, because I wasn't going to pay $30, $40 to get Hulu just to watch all my children on One Life to Live. Or CBS service for YNR and Bowling Beautiful. I wasn't going to pay that much money for that.
Bobby, I wasn't done with my point.
Okay, go on.
My point is, you know, no matter what it is, and, you know, I will always remember I was watching Boston and L.A. with my grandfather up here, and then they broke in the playoffs with the Iran-Contra hearing. Okay, so at 8 years old, most kids didn't know what the whole Iran-Contra hearing was. I did, because I had to watch it until they got a basketball, tuned back on. And my grandfather tuned to me that night. Never forget it. And he goes, "Sweetheart, now I see why you, Mom, and Grandma, and your cousins are always bitching about yourself being taken off of, you know, things like this." And then when they did with the OJ speed states, and it was, again, playoff time, it was, like, funny because, all the, I mean, if there was Facebook or Twitter back then, it would have been erupted. But I love how guys are finally seeing what we have been saying for the past, 30, 40 years, Maggie?
Right.
Because people got used to reality watching all the escapes, and it was stupid, really. But to stop watching ourselves because they had him running around. I have an app on my phone called Watch ABC NBC. So I have watched TV on my phone, and I wasn't about to lose what happened on the show.
Well, yeah.
But
and
it gives
you
a backache, really. I mean, if you set up your computer to watch it, I mean, I don't understand why.
Yeah.
There's so much news on the TV to begin with. What's another 10 minutes or 5 minutes? Can't you wait for 5 more minutes?
Well, exactly.
I
don't want to hear people sending me emails. Yeah, okay, I will admit. Yes, I will admit. I watched the Wahlbergs. I will admit, okay, I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't want to hear it. I do watch blogs on E! About the plastic surgery because I find it so fascinating. And usually that kind of thing doesn't fit, you know, but I love it. I'm, like, addicted. So I get what everyone's saying, you know. For me, yeah, I love my soaps. And, yeah, I have my little most guilty pleasures of Bossed and Keeping Up. But I will be honest about it. I don't hide it. Like, some people would go, "Oh, I would never watch that show." Okay, I'm being honest about it. I do it. But I love my subs and love my reality. So I love my medical shows and I love my loyal shows. After all, I should have been there.
So, me too. I'm a big rally junkie too. I love my rally shows.
They're in the dirt.
I was getting up on the Kardashians after Caitlyn started getting into the spotlight and Kim married Kanye West. I mean, I'm not a big rap fan as is with Kanye West and his music, but I don't need for him to join that family or hear about Caitlyn's story, how she went from being the world's greatest decathlon male athlete to a joke on a reality show.
Wait, Bobby, just a moment. Okay, so I don't think he's a joke. I don't think, you know what? Years ago, he could never be his true self. And you know what? You know, yeah, I was born Catholic. But on the same token, I get it. Why he did it. And you know what? He's not a joke, Bobby. You know what? Okay. And you want to say about Kanye being in that family? Why? I mean, yes, I don't like Kanye because the way he treated Michael Taylor Swift. I will admit that.
That's one reason.
Okay,
but war shows to just say who he thinks should win this award.
Oh, I don't know. But what I'm saying, be careful what you say about the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing because, you know what? And people are going to say, "Oh, Kim Kardashian, is this famous for her sex tape?" No. She does have a fashion line and all that. And at the end of the day, before everyone wants to, like, throw that family under the bus about, "Oh, you're this famous for sex tape," No.
Oh.
They got really exposed during the Osage trial because Robert was, you know, helping Osage. So before everyone said, oh, this is wrong and everything, Ross said, don't judge everything on it because you know what? It's like, come on, there's no more family in America anymore. Come on, it's
right,
you know, it's a melting pot. But
for the OJ trial, as far as Rob being on the staff, we probably would never got to know the Kardashians on television. That's my whole point. We would never know who Kendall and Kylie Jenner was or anything like that.
Wait, for what?
Are you saying
we would never know?
Okay.
We would never know who the Kardashian was if it weren't for Rob Senior and the OJ trial. We would never know.
No, that is not true. That is not true, Bobby. That is not true at all.
I agree.
You know, Bruce Jenner, everyone knew who Bruce Jenner was. People should just be nice about it because, no, I mean, I'm not going to just sit there and blame them on every little thing. When I know damn well for Kim, if her father was alive, that sex tape would not have saw the light of day. And yes, I'm coming to their defense because of things I've been through wait a moment, don't judge them so quickly.
Right.
You know,
like
and Caitlin, no, Caitlin, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you got married regardless. You got married, had a couple of kids.
Throw
your husband away one night, over a holiday, but you knew you were about it all along, and he probably didn't know what he was all along. But in today's society, it would never have been okay. And Megan, you see what I'm saying, right?
I can understand.
Okay, I will agree. And I defended Khloe, and I'll just get back to the Kardashian on one person that I have defended for many years. It's Khloe Kardashian. I defended her with the whole Lamar Owens situation that went down last year. I defended her with all this stuff that OJ could be her dad, which I don't believe that much. Because I defend her right there. And I defend the other Kardashians if they're in a situation like this. But the bottom line is, we don't want to just blame, just have trouble happen for because if I want to find out any information about the Kardashians other than watching them on TV, I would turn to TMZ or go online to TMZ and look it up.
But you know what? They did a genius thing by doing this show because every week there was a new false story in the tabloids. And so to stop that from happening, yeah, they did what was the smartest, I think, for people to do. I mean, you get written in the tabloids every week. You know, Faith Hill, Tim and God, everyone. So for me, that was a smart business move on their part. And you know, if it wasn't Eve that was going to sign them, it would have been something else, but my point really quick is, you know, I am so sick of people judging someone by its cover. Oh, you do one mistake, a couple of mistakes in a couple of months' time, and you're screwed. I am so done with that, and so that's why I can defend them. That's why I can say, wait a moment, let's do really quick. David's on the line. Oh. Hey, David.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello, David.
Let's see. How is everyone doing?
We're doing fine.
Oh, David, I am really sorry about your cat or your dog. I forget which one.
It's a dog, and don't worry. Let me backtrack and give a little explanation for those of you who have not heard the news yet. I have a dog. She's almost 12 years old. She's a Bichon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a wonderful little animal. And now, mind you, I have never been a dog person until I met this dog.
See,
you know how that goes, right?
Hey, grab your heart.
I have always been and forever loved being a cat person. Then I got this dog. My life has never been the same quite.
Why aren't you laughing, Maggie?
Because I'm the opposite. I've always been a dog person until Midnight dropped into our lives. A cat.
And you know precisely what I mean.
I know.
Anyway, I'm going to be brief here because Big Brother After Dark will be on soon, and I don't want to miss that at Midnight. Anyone watch Big Brother?
I do.
Yes.
Me. Oh, I'm so hooked on it. But anyway, yesterday, my dog of almost 12 years was diagnosed with cancer. a lymphoma.
Come on.
But
I'm praying for your dog, David.
There's a lot we don't exactly know yet. We don't know what type of lymphoma it is, whether it's easily treatable or not. There's two types of lymphoma. One is one that's too easily put in remission, and one which resists treatment, the conventional treatments. Either way, we have been doing our research, and there's hope because we may be able to get her into a clinical. Here's the interesting thing about cancer and dogs, particularly with dogs are the only other animal outside of humans to have the same cancers. Same cancer that humans have, dogs have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why a lot of cancer treatments to humans are first tested on dogs.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, I may be able to get my dog into a clinical trial for a new drug therapy, and there is a place in the Midwest, one of two places in the entire United States, that has a machine that can do a high-intensity localized radiation on the tumors without affecting the surrounding tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, and there is also a pharmaceutical company I found out about which is manufacturing a sort of vaccine for dogs who have this particular type of cancer. I'm blanking on the name now. Lymphoma.
Lymphoma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway. And the idea is that once you get the dog into remission, this vaccine will prevent a relapse.
Mm-hmm.
It uses stem cell therapy to create this vaccine. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking into how much those would cost and all that stuff because, you know, even though she's almost 12 years old, she's still very, very healthy, very spry, very full of life energy. And so it seems to me like this dog has quite a few years in her if she just had the help. So I'm thinking of putting together a GoFundMe page on this for the dog to pay to help pay for some of the treatments and things because we can't do this on our own. And the most important part of this, the key component, is that if I can get my dog into these treatments, it will be able to eventually be able to help people because they test on dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I want to stress, that I'm willing to put my dog as a guinea pig not only to save her life but also help other people. And that's why I'm doing a GoFundMe page. I'll give part of the information when my family puts one up. You can all look at it later. Long story short, we need financial help if we're going to be able to give her, you know, decent treatments that she needs and hopefully be able to help other people. So I'm trying to turn this catastrophe, into a way to help others. You know? And that's all if, by the way, if this cancer is one that can be treated. There are, you know, we don't know which type of lymphoma this is yet. We're supposed to see an oncologist on Monday, so I will keep Carly updated on that, definitely.
Please.
When I find out, you guys will know one way or another if we don't have another show before I have any more details or not. Now, the good news is that this was caught very, very quickly. It didn't show up in the blood work. It didn't show up in the radiology, but it showed up in the histology, where they were actually examining the growths themselves. That's where they found the cancer. So I think that since we found it so quickly, we may be able to do something. The problem is that lymphomas, they grow fast, they act fast, so we have to move
they
quickly.
They do.
So,
very fast.
Huh?
Yeah, and you know what, David, we will all pray for, you know, your little doggy. But really quick, send my voice in the bell ago, you guys. Let's do a quick recap. We will not call they had the loss that much this week, but what has been your favorite moments on if you want to lost one or two? Let's start with David B.
Okay, I have to say last week. Yeah, I'm still behind. Okay, what's happening? Oh, and so many. I don't watch this week, so I say I can't say because I'm behind. So I'm still behind.
I'm lost. Okay, what did I just do? What did I just do? I'm confused.
What did you do? We're talking.
No, I'm looking for something that I know I have a second. Oh, here it is. Don't you have those moments where you know that you just had something and then it just up and it's like it has legs and up and disappears and you know
it
shouldn't have possibly moved and then
maybe it does.
You're staring it right in the face and you just don't see it right there. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm just having one of those what the heck just happened moments.
You know, I'm up in the Franklin.
Okay.
I'm up in Franklin. There's a relationship. I think it's hot. That's it. So.
Okay. And is there any other one you like right now, David? That you like?
But I think Bree Wilson is doing a good job. We just come trying to come between. Messi and Nita, she's doing a great job. So, I'm a big fan of Reed Wilson.
Okay, so, before I tell everyone my thing, I want to read you guys something.
You forgot me.
Ava, as always, you told a bitch.
Carly, you forgot somebody. The other guy who sounds like me. You forgot him.
I was going to go back to him.
Okay.
In a moment. Okay. But maybe I got to read this for you, too. Ava, no wonder you said so to Abyss. No wonder Sunny keep Avery from you. Oh, Sunny loves that little girl. Ava will never say. Say, ouch, Zillian, I guess you're alone. Can't say I'm sorry. It's about time you little girl. That's such an idiot. Like he's behind
he
the
is.
Whole Dawson
thing. Well, you know, Carly, of course you're an idiot. Seriously, I mean... In other news, the sun rises in the east. Okay?
Okay.
He's an idiot.
I was not done, David.
Reach. And continue.
I was not done. Okay, boys?
Both
let me finish, and when I say I'm done, I will say I'm done. Okay. Zax is a total idiot. Like he's behind the Jocelyn Kenny Donan. Yes, he is. And he is like he's doing this all the best for his, the only dog, his dog is the only one who is doing the best for Dawson's colleague. You're no different from Zeri. Okay, you know what, Maggie? I wish I was that because that's how I feel and you feel, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dana, what were you going to say?
And I still say he's not Dawson's father.
I know. I believe Sunny is too. Okay.
They did in the back corner, did they?
You know. I would love it if Zax accidentally died. I would never see him again. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hate mail. Oh, you don't like Ingo. No.
Well, Carly, The thing is, Carly, Jax is an idiot. I mean, that is just, he's not the brightest bulb in the pack when it comes to the Jax family. I mean,
yes, I know, but David, what I was saying is a lot of people want to say, oh, Zax is the saint one by the Zaxxas family.
Yeah.
And
you
all this said.
Carly, you know what it is? People love Jax because he's good looking, but he's not very bright. Okay.
That's
he,
it.
If he were on Big Brother, he probably would get voted off for something stupid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, David, what I was saying is Zax, get out of, go back wherever you go. Go screw Brenda. Oh,
yay.
You know, so screw someone else, but leave, call me on, oh,
Carly,
you're really going to fight for custody of Jocelyn, really? Oh, why? Because Carly is doing what every mother in America would do?
Carly
and I are a lot alike because, no, you cannot let it go. And
mm-hmm.
I'm 100% on Carly no matter what on this because, Zax is behind this. And no one can say, Carly, you're being irrational on this. But no, I'm not. Am I, Maggie?
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all.
Thank you.
Did you see the mysterious phone call he made?
No.
As far as I'm concerned, Jack can have Jocelyn. Creepy little child of the corn there.
Wait. What? Okay. Okay,
yeah,
number
this
one.
This one's a good one. I like this Jocelyn.
Number
really
one,
good.
David. So sick of hearing the child of the corn sit. Do not say that about Carly Dallas Jocelyn. All right? I'm so sick of hearing that. Although, radio shows might want to say that, but I don't allow that because she's not. And, Jocelyn with Zax? Really? No. Zax, number one, doesn't know how to be a good father. Number two,
no,
Zax is
point.
An app.
Carly,
mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. Let him live in misery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one and two, Zax, is a bastard. I want him dead. And, Jocelyn has every right to be with Carly and Sunny because we are going to find out when you that Zax is not really Carly's. I mean, Zax is not Jocelyn's father. Sunny is. And I'm going to put David back on mute, from mute. Yeah, but Zax is an idiot. But, Maggie, isn't the thing that no one touches Carly and Sunny in our book and get away?
Thank you.
Definitely.
Is it?
My opinion, the two brothers, I truly like Jerry better. Because Jerry, what you see is what you get.
It's
he's
awkward,
not
yes.
Mr. Holy Roller
yeah.
That's really a jackass.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I didn't like Jerry when, Jason had to be the shit out of him. Jason didn't get to say goodbye to Alan. And, yes, I do hold Jerry responsible for the mentor code hostage. I will always. But on the same level, yes, absolutely right, Megan. You're right. Because, yeah. Everyone knows he's a scum. But
right.
I cannot deal with this holy old now. That's
White
the Zax. Really, why not? Come on. You know what, Zax? If you ever say you're going to take my colleague's word away from her, Oh, God, Zach, you don't remember who she's married to right now, don't you? You are the dumbest, stupidest character I've ever seen. Because Sonny will put you on the meat hook. As same as age, they will. You guys both belong in my book. And I'm so sick of people want to say, oh, Carly had no right to do with what happened all those years with Michael. Yeah, come on, Carly. You did the best thing for your kid. And you're doing the best thing for your kid right now. And don't let all the stupid people think, people have to be honest 24/7. Life's not about that. Sometimes the only thing you have to do that protects your kids to the end of the road, and you just pray that one day,
you can't blame the actor. Also, he's written. I think also.
David, I am muted you.
Can you hear me now?
David, I am muted you. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
But no, that is a new rule. If you interrupt me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but if you interrupt me three times in a show, you will be muted for 2 minutes. And that goes for everyone but Maggie.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
I can.
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
David.
Okay.
David and Bobby, I can hear you.
Hello?
There's Bobby? Where's Bobby?
You can hear me.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm sick of Carly and Sonny getting all hated for everything. It's wrong. You know, and Zach, you know what? Zach is up to this, up to the sit like nobody's business. And, I'm going to love to see the ending of this because Zach.
I got to step away from the phone for 1 second. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Will we, and sorry for my little outburst, people, but Maggie will tell you I'm not feeling well, and I just like to finish my thoughts, because they have been there all week. Right, Maggie?
Yes, they have been.
Yes.
Did anybody see Ryan Earth this week?
I haven't.
Anna Russell's?
What?
No.
I'm telling Sharon when to deal.
All I know is that maybe you can, and this, that I think Chloe was supposed to be back on Y&R. It's great to see Elizabeth Henson.
She's back.
She's back.
That would be a good guest to actually have on, because I don't care that much for her as Chloe on Y&R, but I definitely loved her as Maggie on All My Children whole Bianca Maggie thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be great to just, try to get her on the show sometimes. I don't know how long she's going to be on Y&R, and I don't know how you can work things out with Sony and CBS with
she
her.
She's trying to contract.
But that would be a good idea to get her on the show.
She's trying to contract. She's been on for a while.
You think she has a contract? Okay. Maybe Luca, I really don't trust him.
Me either.
Oh, my God, he stepped up this week with Summer. Yeah, I hope I'm not going to burst everybody's bubble, but she's not pregnant.
What?
She's not pregnant. I know. She took three of them and they came out negative. But he brought her beautiful bouquet of flowers and candy, which always melts my heart. And then he got on one knee, even though she got pregnant. And he proposed.
Wait. Did he go to Victor? Did he go to Victor over this?
No.
And told Victor?
No.
And he didn't go to Nick because I know Nick doesn't like him.
Nick called him off. because Nick accidentally overheard them talking. People gotta stop eavesdropping. I wish they wouldn't really.
No. The worst moment. The worst moment.
Phyllis, how do you want to? How would you like to be another grandmother to Phyllis? Well, I know he's behind the oil spill. I know he's behind all that. He's really been a bad person. But he was so romantic. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, yeah, and you know what? I agree with you. You know, I agree with you on that. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I didn't like look at her first. But look at stop being mean. The only problem I have with Luca is, you know, I mean, and Megan knows this, I love my Victoria. And I'm sorry for a couple of weeks ago, Summer, and Luca was saying, oh, Victoria, you should have never left to go, you know, on the Lanzaro or whatever.
Right.
You know what? How many times did Victor leave the office every day when something big was going down? A lot. So I'm sorry, it was because the women were themselves, and they were not, Victoria wasn't doing what they wanted. But at the end of the day, I agree with Victoria no matter what, because, you know what, yeah, she is so much like her father's daughter, and it scares her because she doesn't want to be after what he did with,
her wedding,
you know,
her
little company.
Baby.
Yeah.
And when she lost the wedding, when she lost the baby because he had arrested and all that.
Yeah.
They did give the right name. Years ago, I thought, gee, Nick should have been named Victor Jr. And Victoria shouldn't have been, but she is her father. I mean,
yeah,
the
and,
good
you know,
that I love
but,
him, Victor.
But what I will say is at least he owns up to it. Yeah, I know I'm acting like my father right now, blah, blah, blah. At least he owns it when, you know, she knows he can be that way.
And it's refreshing.
Because I know in my life, and I'm always accused of, you know, acting like my grandfather. And it used to kind of bug me in a way. But then when I sat down and had a talk with my wonderful surrogate mom, Maggie, absolutely, I'm like him. I'm like him in every way, good, you know, the good, but the bad. And, you know, who cares? You know, because no matter what, you know, I get that with Victoria. I get it because I'm the same way with him. Oh, I was with him. So I get it's okay, Victoria. No one's perfect. It's hard to, you know, try and make a name of yourself when you Victor Newman doll, you know? I mean, but what I really love is I want to see more Nick, Dylan, and Victoria moments. I'm enjoying those. Especially, I really love Victoria and Dylan moments because he's so sweet with her. And, you know, he does watch out for her. And this, you know, I mean.
Ow!
What did you do now?
Who got hurt?
Me.
What'd you do?
Oh, I wasn't watching where I was going, of course. I'm trying to find something, and I'm not having much luck here.
What's going on?
Well,
this week has been that kind of a week with doing stuff we're not supposed to be doing. Ourselves,
yeah, me too. Okay, before we end the show in a couple of minutes, I want to make a PSA. And just let me make a PSA, and then, David, you can say whatever you want after. Okay, so I know this person who loves texting a lot. And she was a target, this person, because, you know, she needs stuff, and okay, she loves the shop. And she, you know, got on this little scooter, and she got all the stuff. And She wasn't texting or driving in the snow at all, because someone, a circuit mother told her never do it. But the person came out of Target and went to their call, and was texting, and we had another handicap.
Fine.
Okay, and I'm not saying who is stupid, and I'm do that, but I'm telling you guys, it's bad. It's so bad when you do it. It's horrible.
Okay, it's so, okay. We forgive you.
Okay, so everyone, who do you think I was talking about?
You.
Yes, okay, fine. It happened last week, you guys. And okay, you know how people say don't?
Ow.
Text.
Right.
Okay, so.
They need scooters, too.
You know what?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, after this week, I needed a laugh. And I'm probably going to cry on Sunday now. But, no, you guys, I'm serious. This is a problem. Okay, you know, I've taken down toilet paper aisles. I've taken down Coke aisles. I've taken down a lot of things. And now a parking
sign.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Don't get me started on Pokemon Go. That's a nightmare.
No. I didn't know. I said a parking sign, David. Before we go, what is you guys, okay, let's be honest with everyone. Who texts and drives? Anyone?
Anything.
No,
anyone
I don't.
Does?
I don't.
Bobby?
I don't drive, so a texting and
okay,
walking
David?
Might be a little bit of a problem.
Well, I don't drive, but I turn my phone on airplane mode whenever I'm in a car. Because I don't want the phone distracting people, the driver, if someone texts me. You know, honestly, I turn my phone on to airplane mode for either meal times or when I'm on the road, because unless I absolutely need to contact someone, I really don't want to have to deal with the phone buzzing or beeping when someone's driving, distracting them. It's just or when I'm talking to someone when I'm having a meal. I think it's rude.
Excellent advice. Very good.
Well, no, I mean, okay, but when you're the passenger seat and you have to call someone and you've been with old person for like hours and hours, yeah, you know, but no. So, Maggie, got a question for you. So, Maggie, have you ever done that?
I personally think
paper towels.
Okay, wait. David, I was asking Maggie a question. Maggie?
Oh, okay.
What have you done?
One little display. One little display of paper towels. And I was talking to you.
I know. So, for Maggie and I, people... Well, we want everyone.
If we don't respond. You know, we're in the period. What is the word?
Well,
perilous,
and you know,
situation.
For me, when I know, there's a text from Maggie, in my brain, in my crazy little brain, I need an answer right away. Oh, Maggie's gonna think I'm ignoring her, and I can't do that, can I, people?
Well, you get abandonment issues, so I can't do that.
I do get abandonment issues with you. Yes, we will admit that.
Paper towels, big deal.
Well, but you guys, just please don't do it because, you know, I'm just afraid one day people are really going to get mad at me in the store. And because, you know, really, You know, because a couple of months ago, okay, I was in taxi and driving, but this, you know, this really nice lady from another country asked me where the detergent in the soap was. So I so do. And see, by her arm, she took half of the dishwashing soap. And she fell down.
Oh no.
You know, I mean, she was okay, but she ran, and I was still there, thinking, okay, maybe I should clean up the mess. Lisa, I did it. Which usually is a really, really, really good, you know, choice.
Yes.
But, you know, but I'm just telling everyone, you know, don't text and drive. And if you need a text, oh, yes, oh, okay, oh, walk. You know, one of my friends.
With my walker, I did that. With texting
well, no,
you
well,
and myself.
One of my friends was texting, driving. Not driving, but, you know, she just had a baby and, you know, the little carriers, and she was taking him for a walk. And, well, she nearly got one over by a car because she was texting. By holding on to the baby carriage, so
moving
and walking
vehicle.
At the same time. So for me,
that's the thing that bothers me about phones. I mean, I will never own a smartphone, Carly. I will never own one because, to be honest with you, when you buy a smartphone, you look stupid with it because you can't just dial someone. You have to find the app to dial someone. I have a phone, a regular cell phone, that has a dial pad. That's it. You dial someone on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Don't need 50 gazillion apps. I mean, that's what tablets and PCs are for. You don't need a phone.
Well, no. I mean, I love my cell phone. I would die without it. And, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of married to my phone. And I will amend that. And if I get a beep, and I owe, David, that's what I had to talk to you about. Okay, please don't text Carly at 6 o'clock in the morning her time when she's just getting to bed, all right, and finally falling asleep. Wait for like 3 more hours. Bye, Maggie.
Trust me, I learned that lesson.
Yeah, Maggie, right?
Right.
Well, because I am not a morning person. I will never be a morning person.
I thought
and I what?
I used to have to be going to school and working, but now I'm not a morning person. I hate the morning.
Well, you know, because this morning I went out with my grandma, and we went to McDonald's, and you know, I left in a hurry because, you know, it was early. And so she started talking to me, talking. And I haven't had my Coke. I haven't had a little sausage and muffin. So I told Grandma, no, don't talk to me until I've woken up a little. And she goes, okay, well, am I going in about 2 hours? Yeah, because, no, if people bug me right away, when I wake up, I'm not a very happy person. And basically, I'm not a nice person if you wake me up. So, but David, I like getting texts from you. I like getting texts from you, Bobby, and other David. If you ever want to text me, you can. And, well, I don't have to say anything about Maggie because, you know, it's already explained. But, you know, this don't wake me up in the morning. But if you need me at night before, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, text away. I don't care, dear, because I never go to bed that early. So that's just my little rant. And remember, everyone, Days of Our Life will not be seen for 2 freaking weeks.
Ah, yes, because of the Olympics.
What?
And GH will be on Saturday morning next week instead of Friday because of stupid coach.
You know what? Okay, you know what? The night before, you and I are going to have a great... I want you to Twitter me your local states, and I'm going to be mean and do some tweets for you.
Very good.
This is not happening right now.
I think it's WLS ABC7 out of Chicago. I know that very well because I'm on their page all the time. WLS ABC7 out of Chicago.
Okay, WLS
ABC7 out of Chicago. Because I'm on their Twitter page calming down people all the time. I'm giving them alternate and go, watch GH on the ABC station on Milwaukee. Watch it out of Indianapolis. Watch it out of Peoria. Watch it out of Springfield. as if they live around the area and can get more than one ABC station in the area. And so I'm just trying to help them out.
I'm sorry. There are some TV stations that actually broadcast on the Roku. Don't ask me how that happened. But there are certain TV stations from different areas that broadcast on the Roku.
Hmm.
If they don't have a Roku, they might be able to catch
TV. And they're also, and they're also secondary channels, and I'm not too familiar with what the other secondary channels that would have MeTV or Antenna TV on in Chicago as much as we have, because when the president was on yesterday, we went to our local Antenna TV channel on CBS, to watch the rest of Y&R. So that was kind of good news, but some people didn't get the memo until like 5.
Well, okay. I think I have the right one. Is it ABC 7 Chicago, maybe?
That's it.
Okay.
That's the number we bug all the time. I think they're sick of that, but I'm going to keep it up.
Okay, get away, ABC Chicago. You're not going to like me in a couple of days.
Well, I only called them like about a year and a half ago when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup to congratulate them. So, I mean, so I didn't have no whining or complaints, but then again, I can't get that station unless I go online and watch the news, and that's the only thing I can get.
It's stupid, isn't it?
Well,
okay, channel 9.
Okay, so now,
Maggie. I mean, WGN.
Right.
Now I am following it.
Right.
So,
you are?
And I am following CBS Chicago for you.
Thank you.
And now I'm following NBC Chicago for you.
You got them covered.
And, oh, do you have this thing called WGN? Okay. I'm following that for you.
Right, because correct me if I'm wrong, Maggie, that used to be a channel that we can basically get everything out of before they separated to WGN America to be a
station.
And now it's just local, and it's a CW station at night, and it shows White Sox and Cubs games during the daytime, and there's another channel in the Chicago area that does the same thing, too, besides the sports channel.
Thank you, sports man.
Because I can't even get the Cubs on unless it's on MLB Network, and so that's the only thing. And the same with the White Sox, unless it's on MLB Network. So I just kind of, but luckily I got the baseball package on my computer, so I can watch the White Sox or any team that plays the Cubs. So that's kind of just lucky. But the point is, I understand about these preemptions that they have in Chicago and in New York and everything else, and I know, and the other day I was like trying to, like when they had the situation in Miami, I was like, well, just find your CBS or NBC station that's broadcasting Y&R days from Fort Myers or Miami or West Palm Beach or Orlando. I was like trying to convince viewers in that area to just switch over there or to put on Pop or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I know what
interrupt.
And Dave, if I knew better, I could have just asked if you have, like, a channel from Palm Beach or anything like that, but I didn't meant to ask you that because it wasn't even brought up to
my
mine's
from Miami.
Yeah, David B. David B., were you okay yesterday with the hurricane or tornado, whatever happened in Florida?
It didn't hit us.
Did you hear who, what city it did hit?
Cuba,
New Orleans.
Cuba, I think it was Cuba.
There was a tornado.
It was a tornado?
Okay, Bobby.
Orlando was,
David, no.
Oh, it was Jacksonville.
They could not have
it. I thought you were talking about the
hurricane
that went through the Caribbean that brought some rain to the Keys and parts of Florida.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But what I'm saying, for a hit to New Orleans, that is the best city to hit it. You know, I have a couple more tornadoes in New Orleans, okay, people? Because,
no.
And they suffer enough already with Katrina, because I seen ABC Stars and people on Guiding Lights
10
years ago. In fact, they did a whole story
Maggie,
on Guiding Lights.
Mom?
Where they documented
about think
the
about it.
Repairs.
I know, but
think
what about CJ LeBlanc?
No, okay? I don't want to hear where he is. But think about it.
He's still got family there. That's the reason. Yeah.
I know, but think about why I'm saying.
No,
what
I know
saying.
You're reasoning behind it. No, that. Makes,
okay.
That part
no,
makes
no,
sense.
I would not want to hit Kristen LeBlanc, but you know. Okay, so our schedule for the next couple of weeks is we will have one on Tuesday. At 6 p.m., and we will have ex-Nancy Craig from Days of Our Life, Patricia Dabo on Monday night. And then we are going to have a couple more people. So, yeah, then we will also have a show next week. And so, everyone, get caught up on your soaps, because Carly's going to be catching up on her soaps this weekend. Besides
what
time Christine
Du Bois.
What
time is
going
to
be on here?
Yes.
What day?
So, Monday. Yep, and Dave will be back August 21st, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, August 22nd. That's a Monday. August 21st
Monday.
Is Monday.
Okay, yeah. August 22nd, so... this day, I know everyone's going to have a hard 2 weeks for not having days. And you have every right to your feelings. And if you want to treat, how long is that? You know, the Olympics has to be, you know, on 24/7. Go ahead. Go for it. It's a free country. Okay, so we better go before I really lose my voice.
Yeah.
But... we will see you back on Tuesday at 6 p.m. And everyone else, have a great weekend. And there's a lot more stuff.
Carly, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it on Tuesday, but I'll let you know.
Is that 6 o'clock on West Coast time on Tuesday?
Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but I'll just let you know ahead of time. But in the meantime, I hope you all just have a good weekend. Talk to you soon.
Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Good night. Good night, Carly.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.